Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Judy is a marvelous biographical portrait of the last days of movie icon and pop singer Judy Garland. The movie is a behind-the-scenes glimpse of Judy Garland, best known for her starring role as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, released in 1939, and for her rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Judy Garland was born Frances Ethel Gum on June 10, 1922, and died at age 47 on June 22, 1969, in London from an apparent accidental barbiturate overdose. Judy Garland's death happened 6 months after her five-week booking at the Talk of the Town nightclub in London. Judy, the movie, concentrates on the last month of Judy Garland's life when she was down on her luck, her finances, and her prescription drug and alcohol abuse. The movie includes many flashbacks to the young Judy Garland during her early days at MGM Studios when she landed the role of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Judy is directed by Rupert Gould, who directed TV's King Charles III, from a screenplay by Tom Edge, who wrote TV's The Crown, and it's based on the stage play End of the Rainbow from 2011 by Peter Quilter. Key scenes in the film circa 1968 include Judy Garland's alleged acrimonious relationship with her third husband, Sid Luft, played by Rufus Sewell, and her romance and falling out with her fifth and last husband, Mickey Deans, played by Finn Wittrock. Flashbacks provide background for Garland's erratic behavior through the majority of her Hollywood movie career, the dissolution of her box office status, and her falling into poor health. The flashbacks are jarring because while Darcy Shaw is good as the young Judy Garland, she's no Renee Zellweger who plays Judy Garland in the title role. Renee Zellweger is so good, believable, and dynamic as the older Judy Garland that you can't help but compare her performance to that of Darcy Shaw, which falls short in comparison. Renee Zellweger is completely amazing as Judy Garland. She has Garland's body tics, mannerisms, and facial gestures down to a T. Renee Zellweger also has Garland's vocal inflections down. And Renee Zellweger sings Judy Garland's songs exceptionally, including, of course, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and also Get Happy, The Trolley Song, Come Rain or Come Shine, and others. This is a landmark performance by Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland. She deserves an Actress Oscar nomination for the role, and the Oscar should go to Renee Zellweger for Renee and for Judy. Judy is MPAA rated PG-13 for substance abuse, thematic content, some strong language, and smoking. Opening October 18, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Joaquin Ronning directs Angela Jolie, Teresa Mahoney, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Elle Fanning in the adventure fantasy film. In the sequel, Maleficent and her goddaughter Aurora face challenges, new forces, and a wedding. Zombieland, Double Tap. Ruben Fleischer directs Zoe Deutsch, Abigail Breslin, Emma Stone, and Woody Harrelson in the comedy horror film. In the sequel, the gang is back to face smarter zombies. Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Kevin Smith directs Melissa Benoist, Chris Hemsworth, Matt Diamond, and Ben Affleck in the comedy. In the sequel, Jay and Silent Bob go Hollywood to try to stop a remake of a Blunt Man and Chronic movie. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.